We're in the middle of Simen Reish Chof Hei, Siv Gimel. Zog de Mechaber, Haroye Pri Chodesh Mischadesh Mishona L'shona. You see a new period that's Mischadesh, it grows again, Mishona L'shona. Mevorach Shechiyonu. And this halacha applies both to fruits as well as vegetables. As I state in B'halacha, Bein Boi Pri Eitz, Bein Boi Pri Adama. He's later in Sivkot Yudches will discuss the types of Pri Adama that are in the ground the whole year. The year it's different, we'll see that. But B'yisoid, the Bircha Shechiyonu, is nothing to do with Bayer Pri Eitz. It applies to Bayer Pri Adama as well. B'negeye, if you have to eat a shear, Zoktun B'yalacha Vadanisht. There's no Chiyav shear over here on Bircha Shechiyonu. The Bracha is on the Simcha Salev when you see that the Peri is Nigmar, so maybe it makes no difference this year. However, he brings from Be'er Heitiv, B'shem Dehilchis Ketanis, that if you have peiris that are merkavim, they were planted min b'she'inoy minoy, and the peiri is a peiri which is morkav that came out of min b'she'inoy minoy, you don't make a bircha shechiyonu. Heyois, you're not allowed to do such arkavim. So it comes out that tchilas apri was nase neged mitzvah sabayr. The Baruch Hashem doesn't let you make arkavim. So mele, such a peiri, you don't make a bracha. However, it brings from Yaakov Emden, who's chaylik. Because b'negei, the brachas that you make on b'riyas nos, and b'riyas nos, the halacha is, you make a bracha even on a mamzer, ein lech aveir gadol mizeh. So mainly he holds the fact that it was ba'al yidei aveir of arkava is not mishana, and therefore you still make a bracha. Now, Mishabura says, the birchas shechiyonu, that you make on peyers chadashim, ein el rishus. If you don't make the bracha, you don't get an oynish. However, mikol mokoy miroi lizor shaloi levatla. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan says that Bamas the Gemara says in Erevin Bircha Shechiyonu that you make on my Adam, Hayyaz their bom is man lezman, it's a chayiv. But Bircha Shechiyonu on Peyos Chadoshes are Rishus. Zok the Orcha Shulchan, because of this memory that other than the Bircha Shechiyonu my Adis, which are chayiv, all the other ones are Rishus, that's why the Oilam is Makilim in Bircha Shechiyonu. However, so even though all the other Shechiyonos that we discussed, many people are mekel, but the Shechiyonu on Peyos Chadoshim, dear, Aruch HaShulchan says Aloshim, that the Olam was mekabel, that it's kechayve, and therefore this is something that we are nizirin. When do you make this bracha? Zok demechabra, filere eyu biyat chaveiro yale ilan. It has nothing to do with achila. Even if you see the peri on the tree, or someone's holding the peri and you see it, you also make the bracha. Because the yisayid of the bracha is on the simcha salev, not on the simcha of the tam that you ate it. It's the simcha salev that you're happy that a new peri grew. However, zok demechaber, v'nahagu, the minig is shaloi levorech, at shas achila. And the reason for that is al tzaloi plug, because someone whose lev is not sameich b'riyosai, only b'achila, so such a person, the kula alma, only makes a bracha on the achila. So meila al tzaloi plug, we were misakin, that you should always make the bracha b'shaz d'achila, so then you have both the riya and the achila, l'kula alma, you make the bracha. There is a shaila in the present day poskim, someone who's not so sameach b'achilase, whether he makes a bracha or not. Shevet Halevi says, yes, it's only your rishus, you don't make a bracha. Rabbi Yashiv and Chaim Knievsky held that you do make a bracha, even if you're not magish or simcha b'liboy, because minastam, there is a simcha, even if you don't feel it. If Chazal were kaveya, there is such a simcha, probably every person be'etzem has such a simcha, even though he's not margish it. Zog derimo, umi shebirich b'sha'as riyya, lo hifsit, even though the Mechaba said the minig ha'olim is to make the bracha b'sha'as achila, but the ma'is is someone who made the bracha b'sha'as riyya, lo hifsit. However, ein levorach at shenigmar tashlam gidl apri. Peri has to be fully grown before you make the bracha. Now, because the Ramah says over here that you only make the bracha when the peri is nigmar giduloi, so the Aruch HaShulchan says this is another reason for the minig that you make the bracha b'sha'as achila. Zok Aruch HaShulchan, because there are days that once the shear gidl apri is ke pul halovin, that's considered enough a gemar pri to make a bracha. And Hayyais, we're not sure when the tashlam of the pri is. So if you just make the bracha on the riyah, it's possible that the peri wasn't nigmar. So therefore, there were kaveya to make the bracha on the achila. When you're eating it, it's obviously that the peri was nigmar because you're eating it already, so it's obviously fully ripe. Stam tasan, the lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan, v'negeya the other time that the Mishabura quotes, because not everyone is sameach b'riyosai, but v'achila everyone is sameach. So zog the Aruch HaShulchan, b'deiris ha'yishayinim shahayu t'mimei derech, V'samchu b'riyas perich adashu, v'nasnu b'libim toide l'ashem, al tuvay v'chazde l'chol ha'olam, l'chein ho yichoyim l'vorach al riyam. Asha inken anachnu, in ha'simcha v'akoris ha'toyiv nikeres atzleinu, ela b'shas ha'no ha'saguf, b'eisa ha'chile, l'chein iyev shalon l'vorach al riyam. However, mishabir chalari alay hifsid, because shaloi noimer that slainu bracha levatol, the einakein. Kitzer, the fear of the Gedayas when I guess her madrege, and they understood to give Shabbat Chodot to the Rebbeinu Shalom for the fact that he's being mechadish every year, again, peiris nois v'toivis. We are so magushim that we only have that karas ha'toiv when we actually have hanos ha'gof, when we finally eat it. So mele, because of our lesser madrege, that's why our simcha is only b'shas achila. That's why we make the bracha b'shas achila, not b'shas riyah. According to the Ikr Din, that the bracha is on the riyah, B'alacha says, even if you see it on Shabbos, you can make a bracha, although on Shabbos you can't rip it down to eat it. But the Ikr bracha is on the riyah, that you see the Rebbeinu Shloim was mechadish peiris and the peri was nigmer. Ah, you can't be nehenna from it. There's an Isser Shabbos that's staring you from taking it down. But be'etzim, the simcha is here, and therefore, even on Shabbos, you would make the bracha. But again, hayais, we only make the bracha b'shas achila, so we don't make the bracha then. Now, what should you make first? The birchas shechiyanu or the birchas haperi? So, Mishabur brings in the Prima Gadim, the chatchile, you should first make the shechiyanu, and then you make the bracha on the peri. Let's say it's a bayer pri-eitz, you make a shechiyanu, a bayer pri-eitz, and you eat it. Because if you make a bayer pri-eitz, and then you make the shechiyanu, it's a shayl. It could be the shechiyanu is a hefsik between the birchas haperis and the achile. Another eitz is Dr. Mishabur, make a bayer pri-eitz, taste a little bit. So now, you are yoytz already the birchas apri, and then make a shechiyanu. His lashon is efshir the gamze atoiv. So the first eitzah was the most achatchil according to the Mishnah Berurah. First shechiyanu, and then the bayir pri eitz. But the avid, if he made a shechiyanu, and then you made the bayir pri eitz, even though you were mafsik between the bayir pri eitz and the achila, zok the Mishnah Berurah, but the avid gam kein ein ze hefsik. Now, the Berehetiv brings from the Hilchis Ktanis that you make the Bayer Priyaitz and then the Shechiyonu. Aye, what's with the Hefzik? So it's Mavur in the Paiskim, just like we found that if a person makes a Moitzi Lechem in the Oretz, and then before he eats the Challah, he tells someone, go give the animals to eat. It's not a Hefzik. Why? Or Huadin, if a person says, bring salt, it's not a Hefzik. Hayesh, these are necessary. The salt is necessary for the achile, because it's miyapid the oichel, the go feed the animals is necessary because you're not allowed to eat before you feed the animals. So mele it's a tzarech achile, it's not a hefsik. So mele they want to say, who had it over here? Shechiyanu is a tzarech achile. However, the Mishabur says it's not such a izgahalt in a svar, because feeding the animals, you have no choice. It is an isra achile before you feed the animals. And bringing salt, it's miyapid the oichel that you're going to eat now. But at the end of the day, Birchas Shechiyanu, like we mentioned, is only a Rishus. So there is a tzad that it's a Hefzik. And therefore, the Ksav Sofer also says that you should first make a Shechiyanu, and then the Bayer Priyaitz. However, b'di'avid, if you did make a Shechiyanu between the Bayer Priyaitz and the Achila, the Vada, you could be Soymach and the Makilim, that you don't have to make another Birchas HaPeiris. Darach HaShulchan does bring down Ha'oilim nahagu levarach first the bracha on the peiri and then the shechiyanu v'chein reisi legdoilim shekazvu kein, and they write a svar of tadr v'shein et tadr kaidim, the bayer priyaitz is more tadr than the shechiyanu. However, the Chashochan himself, he says, when he's died tinire, that you should first make the shechiyanu and then the bayer priyaitz. Number one, al tzhefzik, like we just discussed, he holds there is a chashash hefzik, and he says the svar of tadr doesn't apply. The svar of tadr applies when the chiv of two mitzvahs come, bebasachas, so maybe the tadr is first. But here, the birchas shechiyanu, you were neschayiv before, because mikra, then we saw the bracha is already b'shas ariyah. We're just noyig to make the bracha b'shas achila. So maybe, in such a case, the tadr wouldn't tell you to make the bayer priyaitz first. Now, this that the mechaber says, you only make the bracha when it's nigmar giduloi, the chiddush is that even though b'negeya the birchas haperi, we paskin before in simereish beis, that you make a bracha even before it's fully nigmar. By Gfanim, the halacha was that you make a bracha on Boiser, when it's Segil Asher Pula Lovin, other Ilanus Mishayetziu Pri, even though it's only Roy Lechal Deitchak, but when it comes to Shechiyanu, you're supposed to make the bracha only when it's nigmar Giduloi, when it's Toiv L'Maychel. And Mishabur says, according to this day, even b'diavad, it's ma'akev. If you made the bracha before it was nigmar gidula, it's a bracha levatol. You have to make a new shechiyonu. You weren't yoytze. Although he brings from the Radvaz, Radvaz did hold that whenever you could make a birchas aperi, like let's say the gefanim, when it reaches the shear of pulalovin, who then you could make a shechiyonu. B'nigei diavad, the mishabur is meikol that you don't have to make another bracha if you made a bracha k'shegiyah pulalovin. But avad l'chadchil, you should be machmel like the days that the mechaber brings down only when it's fully in his gadol. And like we mentioned before, the Aruch HaShulchan says that's why our minig is to make the bracha only when you eat it, because then you're assured that it reached that stage of gidul. This is that the Rama says that im leibirach b'ri yishayin yoch levorach b'ri yishniyah, zok the mishabur, because we fear zich that we make the bracha b'shas achila, even though you saw it many times prior. So m'mele, you see that there's no problem making it on a secondary after you saw it before. However, b'negei achila, once you ate it, zok the mishabur, you don't make a bracha on achila shniyah. And who adin? He says, it's kolshkein. If you finished eating, and even though it wasn't nisakel yet, in other words, 72 minutes didn't pass, you're not going to make a bracha on the achila that you ate already. But kaponim, once you ate and you forgot to make a shechiyonu, you don't make a bracha the second time. Now, what does it mean once you ate? So before we saw in the Mishnah Berurah when he's discussing if you make the shechiyonu before the bari priates or after the bari priates, so the Mishnah Berurah said over there that Hu adin im toyim ma'at, you tasted a little bit of the peri. In other words, you made it by priates, you tasted a little bit, and then you make the shechiyonu efshe de gamze toif. Like this, you weren't mafsik between the by priates and the te'ime. But akoponim, he's letting you make a shechiyonu even after you ate it already. So you see that even after you started eating, you could still make a bracha. So the Tzitzis Shulchan wants to be medayik from the fact that the Mishabur uses a lashon im toyim ma'at, is mashm that he's medagdik, you're just toyim ma'at, pachas mikazai. So mele, it's enough that it's not a problem of hefsik between the birchas aperi and the achile, because the loch is you make a bari priates even on a mashu. So if you're toyim ma'at, you're mekayim that you weren't mafsik between the bari priates and the achile, but it doesn't have a shem achile since it's pachas mikazai, and mele, it's not considered that you ate already, and therefore you lose the right to make the shechiyonu again. But it could be if you ate a kazayis, even though you're continuing eating the same peri, fafal, once you made the bracha, once you ate already the first kazayis, and you didn't say shechiyonu, you can't make a shechiyonu. However, other paiskim say no. As long as you're still in the middle of eating, ba'ofen where you weren't masich das from the first achila, and this bari priates is still valid to be able to eat more, that's not considered that achila rishayin is over, and you can still make a shechiyonu. Shai Tzion also brings down from the Maril. The Maril held clearly that you could make a bracha on a subsequent achila, as long as it's still libay simeach from the chiddush apri, even though you ate a pri, you can still make it on the subsequent peri. B'negei birchas ilanus, we'll see in the next siman what the halach is if you saw a ilan and nisan and you didn't make the birchas ilanus, if you can make it the second time you see it, we'll wait for the next siman to discuss that. Siv dalet, in birch shechiyonu al shirzish, kishayoichel gindish, choizim avarach shechiyonu. Hago, vehem kishnei mini gudganiyas, kigoyim vankshel, vikirshim chalkiyoitzibze. So basically, what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about over here is two different fruits that are go under one sug peri, but lamaisa, they're two different minim. In other words, they're all in the berry family. This is blueberry, this is raspberry, chedayme. So even though the shem koil is berries, but since each one is a different min, so mele it's viewed as two different minim, and each one is a different simcha, and therefore, if you're eating both of them, each one is a shechiyonu. Now, Mishmur says, we're not talking about that you're eating them basachas. If they're both in front of you, b'shas, you're making the shechiyonu, then avada, one shechiyonu patras both. Shai is they weren't both in front of you at the same time. You made a shechiyonu on one of them, and then you bring the other. The question is, just like you don't make a shechiyonu the second time, you're eating an apple, the first time it comes out in the season, you would make a bracha. So the second time, you don't make a bracha. Here, the shail is that if you're eating the second time, but it's not the same exact pri, so even though it's a berry, but since it's a different type of berry, it has its own simcha, and therefore, you make another bracha. And the same thing applies, even if it doesn't have a different name, but if it has a different taste. For example, you have white figs, you have black figs, or even apples. In a case, obviously, when people are not ruggled to eat apples the whole year. One is a sour apple and one is a sweet apple. They're both called apples. But yes, it has a different, distinct, different taste. So maybe each one has its own simcha, and therefore you would make a separate shachiyon on each one, provided that they weren't both in front of you at the same time. Shatzim brings a big chiddush to Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham wants to go so vite and say that even if it has the same name and the same taste, but it's a different color. For example, you have red cherries and black cherries. They're both called cherries, and they both taste the same. Still, you would make a separate shachiyon on each one. However, the Shatzim says he didn't bring it down to the Mishnah Berurah because the achrayim are mefakpek on this. Same shaila would apply, zogin de poiskim, to grapes, the green grapes and the red grapes. Although the taste over there is a little bit different, unless you're going to say that it's not distinct enough, each taste. Although I saw brought down from Belyashev, I don't see it in front of me, so I can't check it up, that he wants to say that the two different types of grapes are considered a min echad, even if the taste is different, so I'm not sure why. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Goy and the Chacham Tzvi, they both held that if Be'etzim it has one Shem, it's one Min, so then your Yoytze with the Shachiyonu you made on one of them, you don't have to make another Shachiyonu when you eat the other Min. Although, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, even though he brings down his father, the Chacham Tzvi, who holds like that, he himself comes out that even though it's called one Min, but B'negei Bircha Shachiyonu, that the Bracha was Niskanal, the Simchas Halev, so it's Mustaber, that everything that has a new Simcha should be Mechayiv, its own Bracha. L'maisa, Zok Tashayatzin, when you get into such a situation, let's say you made a bracha on one type of berry, you made a shachiyonu, and now you have another type of berry, which goes under the same classification as berries. So we just discussed, the Mechabes Shita is that you would make a new shachiyonu, the Goyin, the Chacham Tzvi held, you don't. So to get out of the shayla, when you're eating now the second type of berry, rather take a whole new type of min that you haven't yet eaten, and make a shachiyonu and have in mind to patra that second type of berry.